You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott. It is spring, the time of year when daffodils and for sale signs typically start popping up in front yards, traditionally anyway. And after a long winter for housing, there have been some signs of a thaw. We learned today from the National Association of Realtors that pending sales of existing homes picked up in February for the third straight month. Those are homes under contract that will show up as official sales in the coming months. And this follows last week's news that sales completed in February rose for the first time in a year. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the story.
The housing market has been in the dumps these past 6 months or so. Compared to February a year ago, pending home sales were down 21%. Carl Tannenbaum is chief economist at Northern Trust.
We've had much higher interest rates, and because we've had a depletion in some quarters of pandemic-related saving, money for down payments is not as readily available as it once was.
But that said, compared to the month before, pending home sales crept up in February, 0.8%, third positive month in a row. Now, pending home sales are not done deals. They're just pending, meaning the paperwork started, but the actual closing probably won't happen for a month or two. So more housing paperwork in February is actually a sign of something that happened a month or two earlier. Nadia Evangelou is senior economist for the National Association of Realtors.
The main reason for that was because of the lower mortgage rates that we had during December and January.
Mortgage rates actually dipped between January and early February from 6.5% to 6.1%. And that was enough for tens of thousands of homebuyers to pounce. The fact that so many homebuyers lunged at the opportunity is a sign of how stressed they are, says Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com.
A lot of home shoppers are at the edge of their budget range. And when mortgage rates come down, that creates a little more breathing room.
But of course, mortgage rates didn't stay down. They ticked back up in February and then started to tick back down this month. A bumpy ride for mortgage rates means a bumpy ride for home sales. Igor Popov is chief economist at Apartment List.
If mortgage rates rise from here, then home sales will really continue to be very slow and housing activity will be slow. But if mortgage rates continue to fall, then, you know, we might see that a lot of these potential buyers that have been on the sidelines start to get out there and buy homes.
And what'll happen to mortgage rates has a lot to do with what the Fed does with interest rates, which is a big TBD. Surveys from the New York Fed show Americans expect mortgages to hit about 8% a year from now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
If you missed the show yesterday, Kai had a really interesting conversation with Catherine Rampell of The Washington Post about why Americans seem to feel so lousy about an economy that by many measures is still going strong. Today, a follow-up of sorts. A new survey of small businesses from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and insurer MetLife shows a similar disconnect. Just one in five small business owners said they feel good about the health of the economy right now, down from the previous quarter, even though a majority of them said their own business is doing well. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
When I asked Fiore Tedesco III how he feels about the economy right now, as a chef and restaurant owner at Locadoro in Austin, he started out sounding optimistic.
My first instinct is to say, I feel fine about it because people are coming into the restaurant. We are busy. But
you knew there was going to be a but.
A big part of that economy is, what does it cost to live in this country, in this world? And the cost of labor, because of the cost of living and the cost of goods, has gone up so much, it's hard to keep up. So
just 40 seconds later, his optimism was gone.
I would say as an overall, I don't feel great about it. I feel like it's not a sustainable economy.
Not sustainable because all of his costs are rising, food, labor.
And I'm scared to raise prices.
Because he wants to stay busy. He doesn't want to risk driving guests away. But he can't just keep absorbing all the rising costs either. A lot of business owners are feeling some version of this, says Tom Sullivan at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
We have seen five straight quarters where inflation is the highest concern by small business.
One of the ways that's bearing out?
There was a sharp drop in planned investments by small business.
Many are putting off buying new equipment or renovating storefronts and other things like that. That's true for Emily Glockler, who owns a small store and event space in Chicago called One Strange Bird. Her business is doing well, But rising interest rates and the banking crisis and high-profile layoffs have her nervous.
I would love to open up another shop, but it's always just one of those scary risks to take, especially when you're viewing the lending rates and whether you're going to use personal finances or take a loan.
So she's holding off for now and figuring she'll see where the economy is in a year or so. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.